Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this Turkish influencer who married herself dies by ending herself at the age of 26. I guess we might consider this a murder-suicide. This is what happens when you experience spousal abuse for a long time. But you know why this happened, don't you? She married herself and then she thought, you know what? Women are cray-cray. In sort of related news, if you're wondering about that woman that married a tree, I hear she's got mad splinters these days. Moving on, it looks like somehow nature found a way around chemical castration, as this man who used to be a woman had a kid with a woman who used to be a man. What's the point of transitioning in the first place if they were going to have a family anyway? This should be used as an ad for Mental Health Awareness Month. This isn't the world's most modern family. This is the world's most mental family. This is just heterosexual with more steps. Number three, we have Demi Moore and she wants to normalize farting. Translation, Demi Moore is desperate for attention. Either that or she just doesn't know how to be feminine anymore. She also better be careful because those climate change people think that farts are destroying the world. Most people are suffering and they can't afford to buy food because inflation is killing the USA. And the economy is crumbling. And then you have celebrities like this talking about normalizing farting. What a wild time to be alive. Up next, Andrew Tate is celebrating as the Bucharest courts have returned $40 million in assets to him due to a lack of evidence. So I guess teaching guys how to traffic women and break the law on video isn't a crime after all. It's only a crime when they catch you doing it. I don't want him to go to prison. The entertainment value and intellectual stimulation from him are priceless. Even if he wins in Romania, they're taking him back to the UK to stand trial there. Number five, now they're saying that the mission to Mars might be all females, to avoid astronauts having sex during the 1.5 year long voyage. If they sent just 4 women to Mars, what are the odds they won't be coming back? Because on Earth, women-only office environments become catty, and they're constantly fighting each other. I can imagine one of these women opening that hatch after just a month, and ending all of them. But seriously though, why do they want to avoid astronauts having sex? Seeing zero-G boobs would be kind of fun. Moving on, back in 1975, The Muppet Show predicted what women would look like in 2024. Women from England, especially with their pasty complexions, layer their skin up with fake spray-on tans and end up looking like this Muppet. Plus, they use a ton of lip fillers to make their mouth look like a monkey's behind. Number 7, here's another one of those women in the UK, and this one slept with 30 men in a single night to educate virgin students and now says their parents should be thanking her. Thanking her for what exactly? Giving their sons an STD. This might be okay if you're first in line, but imagine if you're 21st. The simps are still willing to stick it in her though. She filmed it, so once again, this is probably yet another news story that's really an ad for OF. At least the students thanked her with human Kahlua. Up next, we have Nora Vincent, and she went undercover as a dude for 1.5 years. And she was depressed and realized that it sucks to be a man. People say that's the reason she ended herself, but it was because she had terminal cancer, and so she went to Europe and used a company that puts you humanely to sleep. She was born in super easy mode and wanted to experience extreme hardcore mode before she died. Number 9, it's time to check up on South Africa, since apartheid ended. Looks like they're just doing some regular road maintenance here. I'm sure the roads will be new and improved in no time. I think they're just breaking down the road to raw material before building their version of the Great Pyramids. Many black folks in South Africa wish that they could go back to apartheid, because they had 24-hour electricity and things worked. This is what decolonization looks like. Moving on, we have Brittany Venti and she's trying on a new pixie look, which is back. It looks like she's aging in reverse, guys. I'm sure she knows that men generally don't like short hair on women because it's masculine. I hope she doesn't do this for real. At a certain age, a lot of women I know just cut their hair short and get highlights. Just look at what Sean over at Think Before You Sleep is missing. Number 11, Sweden vows to ban all religious schools in an effort to tackle segregation after taking in a record number of asylum seekers. So they want Muslims and Gentiles mixing and fighting each other in schools. But Jewish schools will be exempt from the new law. And if you criticize this double standard, then you'll be called an anti-Semite every single time. Up next, this woman says that after 5 years, the man she loves has left his wife for her. And she says she's proof that being the other woman can actually work out. But if he thought the grass was greener on the other side being with her, then doesn't that mean when another better woman shows up, he's also going to leave her for the fresh fillet of fish? This is why only 33% of women are single compared to 66% of men. Because two women typically share one man. Many times they don't even know about it. One is the wife and the other is the mistress. Number 13, now that the election is over and hopefully Trump has won, unless he's been unalived by an assassin, imagine if this guy was the vice president, a guy that's become friends with school shooters. The state he was governing was also on fire when he was in office, and he also had to get horse semen pumped out of his stomach. You can't make stuff like that up. This guy's a walking, talking meme. Moving on, this radical feminist woman is spewing hate speech saying that males aren't human, because we are genetic deformities created by women for variety. She's a charming and warm, caring woman for sure. Then again, the right says that women are created from a man's rib to be their mate. If she's right, then civilization isn't human because men built it. So that means being a human is being a primitive animal in the wilderness. I guess that means men are better than human. Number 15, this woman is complaining because her husband doesn't act the way he did when they first started dating. Well, to be fair, she probably doesn't look the way she did when they first started dating either. I wonder though, did she eat him as a punishment? Or maybe he just got permanent erectile dysfunction when he saw her without her clothes on. Women are allowed to gain weight, and if you call them out on it, they call you fatphobic. But you're still expected to treat them the same and love them in any size. Up next, his hot wife has only been married for a few months, and she's already cheating on her husband. She says he doesn't mind because it keeps everyone happy. And she wants to encourage other women to also explore their fantasies. She wants wives to cuck their husbands, and the lamestream media wants to normalize cuckoldry. If Gen Z men want to get married, then this is what you have to look forward to. Number 17, actress Emily Ratajkowski says that men can't handle strong women. Strong women are mouthy and not feminine. Who wants to deal with that? Besides, boss babes don't want men, they want a subordinate. All these women these days are strong until a wild pickle jar shows up and ruins their fantasies, because they can't open it. Many men can handle strong women, we just choose not to deal with them. Moving on, Kimberly here says that using big words is another form of white supremacy, because blacks who live in urban areas don't have access to the same edumacation as whites do. Most black people have access to the internet these days, and they should be using it to educate themselves and lift themselves out of poverty. Besides, even if people use small words, then Kimberly here would complain that whites are racist because they're talking down to blacks. You can't win with these sorts of people. Number 1911 from Stranger Things just got married. I wonder if her wedding was set in the Upside Down. Also, that's Jon Bon Jovi's son, so technically she married into a rock and roll royalty family. She's also only 20 years old, and she's probably looking to have a couple of kids to secure her future in case the acting thing doesn't work out in the long run. Up next, the left is saying that hot girls are becoming the right's new obsession, and that it all started with Sydney Sweeney's cleavage. Obviously, this is the case because masculine men have always liked hot feminine women, and men that vote for the right tend to be rural and Republican. Ugly women on the left want a masculine-looking man, but who wants an unattractive masculine-looking woman, and they wonder why their social engineering won't change male nature so that the men that they actually want also want them. Number one, the transgender agenda has gone so woke that I don't even understand what's going on anymore. And I think that's the point. A trans man gives birth to a non-binary partner's baby with a female sperm donor. This article spawned at extreme difficulty. Translation, masculine appearing woman gives birth to baby. Remember, my generation had Wonder Woman. Your generation has to wonder if it is a woman. Moving on, this girl says that if you didn't get pregnant at the age of 15 to 16, you didn't have a childhood. Looks like Uncle Bob strikes again. But seriously, if you're having kids at 15, then what kind of a childhood will you have? Then you kind of didn't have a complete childhood or teenage years. But she doesn't even look 15. She looks more like she's 12 or 13. This is a less than ideal situation, but at least she's making babies in this increasingly barren world. If I had to guess, I'd say this is a San Antonio resident. Number 23, here's what 2 years of hormones gets you. I bet you anything this forever soy boy trapped a lot of guys. This individual looks like they took a ride on the incel to trans pipeline. This isn't just hormones, but several surgeries later, including a boob and nose job. Because there's no way those torpedoes grew on a man after 2 years of hormones. You can pour Mountain Dew in a Pepsi can, but that still doesn't make it Pepsi, no matter how much you try and convince me. Up next, this couple who fled war in Ukraine have decided to move back rather than living in Nottingham, England. Dude's a moron, because he's going to get sent to the front lines. Sure, the front lines are going to suck, but they won't suck as bad as the United Cal fight of the Graped Britain stand. But why is it so bad in Nottingham? Where's that famous sheriff they have over there? Number 25 in the last one, this woman says she slept with 400 people in 1 year, but that she's very picky. She makes men fill out an application form. Seriously, you have to apply to get into a petri dish. Even rental cars don't have this much mileage. Her father must be devastated. Don't let anyone tell you differently. At this point, her cooter must be as toxic as a kimono dragon's mouth. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this video and series, then if you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.